to think of all the things they've done for me and the little I've done for them, you'd think I'd had the best of it all along the line. But what have I got out of it? Some decent clothes, a car. I got my health back, and I ain't attached. But I ain't got me peace of mind. And if you ain't got that, you ain't got nothing. It seems to me, if they ain't got you one way, they got you another. So what's the answer? That's what I keep asking myself. What's it all about? Know what I mean?
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, March 14th, 2017. Today is the birthday of English actor and author Sir Michael Caine, born Maurice Joseph Micklewhite on this date in 1933. Renowned for his distinctive working-class Cockney accent, Caine has appeared in over 115 films and is regarded as a British cinema icon. He made his breakthrough in the 1960s with starring roles in a number of acclaimed British movies, including Zulu, The Ipcress File, Alfie, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award, and Battle of Britain. His most notable roles in the 70s included Sleuth, for which he earned his second Academy Award nomination, The Man Who Would Be King, and A Bridge Too Far. He achieved some of his greatest critical success in the 80s, and in 1986, he received an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his performance in Woody Allen's Hannah and Her Sisters. As of 2015, films in which he has starred have grossed over $7.4 billion worldwide. Caine is ranked as the 9th highest grossing box office star ever. He is one of only two actors nominated for an Academy Award for acting in every decade from the 1960s to the 2000s. The other being Jack Nicholson. Laurence Olivier was also nominated for an Acting Academy Award in 5 different decades, beginning in 1939 and ending in 1978. In 2000, Caine was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II in recognition of his contribution to cinema. He asked to be knighted as Sir Maurice Micklewhite. In a tribute to his background, he stated, "I was named for my father, and I was knighted in his name because I loved my father. I've always kept my real name. I'm a very family-oriented person." In 2000, he also received a BAFTA Academy Fellowship Award. In 2008, Caine was awarded the prize for outstanding contributions to show business by the Variety Club. On January 5, 2011, he was made a commander of the Order of Arts and Letters by France's Culture Minister, Frédéric Mitterrand. In May 2012, he received the Honorary Freedom of the London Borough of Southwark as a person of distinction and eminence throughout the borough. Michael Caine is also the author of a remarkable memoir, What's It All About?, which recounts his adventures with such acting notables as Laurence Olivier, Elizabeth Taylor, Peter O'Toole, and Sidney Poitier, and such legendary directors as Otto Preminger, Woody Allen, and John Huston, who at their first meeting he said, "Looked like God on a bad day." It's also about his long-term friendships with such screen idols as Sean Connery, Cary Grant, and Roger Moore, of whom he wrote, "He was famous, handsome, elegant, and generous. I was obscure, ugly, scruffy, and mean." Mean meaning stingy in this case, since Caine is British. What's It All About is a book of anecdotes and insights full of stories of romance, humor, lust, bad behavior, good deeds, rough times, and heavenly days. Candid, vibrant, and warm, it is a captivating self-portrait of a man who is at once sublimely ordinary and simply extraordinary. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 14th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.